आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम शगुन चोपड़ा। द हेडलाइंस। पोलिंग बिगिंस फॉर सेकेंड एंड फाइनल फेज ऑफ असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन वेस्ट बंगाल अमिड टाइट सिक्योरिटी। बीजेपी विंस 15 म्युनिसिपल कॉर्पोरेशंस इन गुजरात, मेक्स क्लीन स्वीप इन मोरबी एंड पोरबंदर, bagging all 52 seats in both local bodies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Ganga Expressway in Hardoi, Uttar Pradesh today. UAE decides to leave OPEC, giving major blow to oil producers group. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh. Polling has begun for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. The voting, which began at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. The assembly segments where voting is taking place today cover 7 districts, including Kolkata, Howrah, Nadia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purb Bardhaman. A total of 1,448 candidates are in the fray for 142 assembly seats in this phase. Over 3.22 crore electors are eligible to cast their votes. Out of them, over 4.12 lakh are first-time voters in the age group of 18 to 19 years. Around 3,200 voters are aged 100 years and above. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free and fair polling. It has deployed around 2,500 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, along with over 6,000 quick response teams to ensure law and order during polling. Strict monitoring and rapid response systems have been activated to prevent any disturbances during the election process. CCTV cameras have been installed at every polling station to monitor voting. More from our correspondent.
The Election Commission has taken all necessary steps to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal urged voters to cast their ballots in a festive spirit. He confirmed that adequate central forces are deployed to maintain law and order and that he is personally reviewing the preparations on the ground. Mr. Agarwal also held discussions with senior police officials, including the state's Chief Secretary, Home Secretary and Directors General of Police. Today, he will connect via video conference with officers in charge of police stations to further strengthen coordination. About 30% of polling booths are identified as critical and vulnerable. The chief electoral officer appealed to the political parties, voters and participants to cooperate fully to ensure smooth elections. Shundip Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The first phase of polling in West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 93.19% on April 23rd. The counting for all four states, Keralam, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and one union territory, Puducherry, will be held on May 4th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged voters of West Bengal to vote in record numbers today in second phase of the State Assembly elections 2026 and make the democracy more vibrant as well as participative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is important that the women and youth of West Bengal in particular turn out in large numbers and exercise their franchise. The BJP emerged victorious in all 15 municipal corporations where elections were held on April 26th. The party made a clean sweep in Morbi and Porbandar municipal corporations, bagging all 52 seats in both the local bodies. Of the 17 municipal corporations in the state, elections were held in 15. The term of the remaining two corporations is yet to expire. We have a report from our correspondent.
The Bharatiya Janata Party has recorded a thumping victory in Gujarat local body polls, securing a major victory across all the 15 municipal corporations that went to polls on Sunday. The party maintained its stronghold in major urban centres including Ahmedabad, Surat, Rajkot, while achieving a clean sweep in Morbi and Porbandar municipal corporation by capturing all the seats. In rural segment, the BJP won 33 out of 34 district panchayats and 78 out of 84 municipalities. The Aam Aadmi Party emerged victorious in Narmada district panchayat, winning 15 out of 22 seats. The party is also claimed to have won 12 taluka panchayats in the state. The Congress has managed to secure 6 municipalities, showing a slight improvement in its previous tally. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The Prime Minister has expressed gratitude to the people of Gujarat for a sweeping mandate in the Mahanagarpalika, Nagarpalika, Taluka Panchayat and Zilla Panchayat elections held across the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the results have made the bond between Gujarat and the BJP stronger. He noted that the people have voted for the politics of good governance, seeing the excellent work of the state government. Mr. Modi assured the people of Gujarat that BJP will work even harder in the times to come and take the state to newer heights of progress. He also applauded the efforts of the Gujarat BJP workers at the grassroots. Mr. Modi noted that the BJP workers have always worked among the people and addressed their problems, and this is the reason behind the repeated success of BJP in Gujarat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate the 594-kilometre Ganga Expressway in Hardoi, Uttar Pradesh, linking Meerut to Prayagraj through 12 districts. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Built at a cost of 36,230 crore rupees, the six-lane Ganga Expressway stretches from Bijoli village in Meerut to Judapur Dandu in Prayagraj, traversing 12 districts and connecting western, central and eastern Uttar Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
The Ganga Expressway, developed by the Uttar Pradesh Expressway Industrial Development Authority, will connect western, central and eastern regions of Uttar Pradesh through a single high-speed corridor. This will be the longest expressway in the state. It will cut travel time from nearly 12 hours to 6 hours between Meerut and Prayagraj. The expressway will pass through 12 districts: Meerut, Hapur, Bulandshahr, Amroha, Sambhal, Badayun, Shahjahanpur, Hardoi, Unnao, Raibareli, Pratapgarh and Prayagraj. The expressway also features a 3.5-kilometer long airstrip in Shahjahanpur to support emergency takeoff and landing of Indian Air Force aircrafts. The expressway project is also expected to give a boost to multiple sectors including industrial development, trade, agriculture, tourism and generate direct indirect employment opportunities across the region. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Hardoi.
President Draupadi Murmu's proposed visit to Atal Tunnel at Rohtang in Himachal Pradesh today has been cancelled. The decision was taken in view of adverse weather conditions. The region has been experiencing strong winds and there is possibility of rain or snowfall today. During her visit to Himachal Pradesh, President Murmu was scheduled to inspect the Atal Tunnel and interact with officials of the Border Roads Organization. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Reserve Bank of India has launched Mission Saksham for capacity building of the urban cooperative banking sector. It aims to enhance managerial and operational capabilities, improve compliance culture, and strengthen institutional resilience across urban cooperative banking sector. More from our correspondent.
Mission Saksham is a mission mode, sector-wide and all-India capacity-building training initiative for UCBs, under which the RBI will conduct a large number of training programs, both in person and through e-learning courses, covering about 1 crore 40 lakh participants. These programs will target groups including board members, senior management, heads of risk, among others, and will also include content delivery in regional languages wherever feasible. Mission Saksham aims to establish a sustainable, self-reinforcing ecosystem for systematic stability and the healthy growth and development of the UCB sector. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The United Arab Emirates has decided to leave the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, beginning May 1. The UAE's decision comes as a blow to oil producers' group as an unprecedented energy crisis caused by the Iran war exposes discord among Gulf nations. The exit of the UAE, one of the group's biggest producers, weakens OPEC's control over global oil supplies and widens a rift between the UAE and its neighbour Saudi Arabia. It could also free the UAE to increase output once exports via the Gulf resume, as it would no longer be governed by OPEC quotas. Our West Asia correspondent has filed this report.
After nearly six decades, the United Arab Emirates has stepped away from the OPEC, marking the end of one of the most significant partnerships in global energy. Abu Dhabi joined the oil producers group in 1967, even before the UAE was formed, and went on to become one of the most influential members, ranking as the third largest producer after Saudi Arabia and Iraq. Recent disruptions linked to Iran and instability around the Strait of Hormuz have affected oil flows, adding pressure on the UAE's export capacity. At the same time, long-standing differences over production quotas and countries' ambition to raise output to 5 million barrels a day by 2027 have sharpened the need for greater flexibility. For OPEC, the exit is a major setback. Losing a key member during a period of geopolitical strain and market volatility raises questions about group's cohesion. For the United States, which has often criticized OPEC's influence on prices, the move could be seen as a strategic gain. And for global oil markets, already facing uncertainty, this signals a new and potentially unpredictable phase. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility Minister of Ecuador, Gabriela Sommerfeld, will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. Ms. Sommerfeld will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Minister of State for External Affairs Pabitra Margarita. On to sports now. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh last night, chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings. Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. For Rajasthan Royals, Donovan Ferreira was the highest scorer with an unbeaten 52 runs. Yashasvi Jaiswal made 51 runs, while Vaibhav Suryavanshi scored 43 runs off 16 balls. For Punjab Kings, Yuzvendra Chahal took 3 wickets. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the northeastern region today. The IMD said that Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Delhi, Uttarakhand, Bihar and Jharkhand are also expected to experience thunderstorm conditions today. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Chhattisgarh, Uttar Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Kerala, Mahi, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha for the next 2 days. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, coastal Karnataka, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for the next 2 days. The weather agency also forecast hot and humid conditions over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for the next 2 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Shagun. All newspapers have covered West Bengal's second phase election, stage set for final showdown. The Indian Express leads final round today. Election Commission adds 1,468 names to voter list after 139 in phase one. Nari Shakti, true strength of New India amid political sparring. PM reiterates the government's will to implement the quota. Seek public backing, reports the Pioneer. While the Asian Age adds women's quota at all costs, vows Modi. Rajnath Singh at SEO, no immunity for terror epicenters, calls for global action, writes the Statesman. UAE leaves OPEC, oil trade set for the overhaul, says Financial Express. Experts say India stands to benefit from higher supply. In its editorial piece, Battler Wills, the Hindu elaborates, the US should lift its blockade so that Iran can open the Strait of Hormuz. The US war on Iran has turned into a Battler Wills in the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman, marked by dueling naval blockades and stalled diplomacy. The paper proposes a practical first step would be reciprocal de-escalation, which would reinforce a fragile ceasefire and direct talks, including Iran's nuclear program. And finally, the Tribune writes, Google begins work on $15 billion data center in Vizag, highlighting Google held a groundbreaking ceremony for its major India AI hub investment in Visakhapatnam, marking the start of a large-scale data center project and related infrastructure. And with that, it's back to you, Shagun.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling begins for second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal amid tight security. BJP wins 15 municipal corporations in Gujarat, makes clean sweep in Morbi and Porbandar, bagging all 52 seats in both local bodies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Ganga Expressway in Hardoi, Uttar Pradesh today. UAE decides to leave OPEC, giving major blow to the oil producers group. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.